May 10th, 1969, fishermen made a disturbing discovery on Oregon's Long Tom River. Bobbing on the current was a woman's body, weighted to something on the river bottom. Four women were missing. The floating corpse confirmed one family's worst fears.
His next victim, Jan Whitney, who accepted a ride from Bruno's when she got stranded on the highway after her car broke down. Bruno strangled her and then raped her dead body in the car. He hoisted her body from the pulley in his garage and had sex with her corpse on multiple occasions. He cut off her breasts and made a resin mold out of it and used it as a paperweight. He then threw her body in the river, tied to a railroad iron. So who was this Jerry Brudos? And why was he considered as the most repulsive serial killer of his time? To find that out, stay tuned. Jerry's mother, who was already the mother of a boy, was hoping for a girl. But when Brutus was born, she was disappointed. This disappointment turned into open hostility, which she continued to express throughout her life. In 1944, when Jerry Brudos was 5 years old, he found a woman's shoe at a junkyard. The shoe wasn't even a part of a matching pair, but Brudos was fascinated by it and brought it home. This discovery sparked an infatuation within him about women's shoes. And throughout his childhood, Jerry attempted to steal shoes from his teachers and his mother in order to satisfy his growing fetish. One that would grow into a deadly obsession. When Jerry's mother found him wearing women's shoes, she took them away from him and destroyed them. Being openly and repeatedly rejected by his mother and by further being repressed sexually, he turned his pain and anger inward, where it manifested into a hatred, not only for his mother, but twisted itself into a vicious misogyny. Later, he started breaking into homes of neighbors to steal women's underwear, and his sexual fantasy started taking a disturbing turn into violence. At the age of 17, Jerry met his first victim. He abducted a teenage girl by taking a knife and forced her to pose while he took naked pictures of her. However, he did not kill her. Soon after this incident, he was arrested and sent to the psychiatric ward of Oregon State Hospital, where he spent 9 months getting evaluated. The evaluation diagnosed him with schizophrenia and determined that his rage was directed primarily against his mother. He followed his doctor's advice after he was released and decided to live a normal life. At the age of 22, Brudos decided to marry a 17-year-old girl from Salem, Oregon, and moved to Portland to begin what looked like a normal life. Jerry's sexual rupture with his wife was a predicate for his return to violence, because he attacked his second known victim in 1967. He had been walking downtown when he noticed a pair of women's shoes and followed the woman wearing them home. After she went to bed, he broke in, strangled her into unconsciousness, and then raped her. He then took the shoes and left. Linda Slauson, who was a saleswoman, visited Bruno's house on business. He pretended to be interested to lure her in and eventually strangled her to death. In his garage, he slashed Sorsen's body, dressed it up, cut off one of her feet, and he stored the foot in a freezer, which he used to model high heels that he had collected. Soon thereafter, he tied Slauson's body to a car engine and dumped it into the Willamette River. Brutus's wife was forbidden to go inside the garage without his permission. Dressed in woman's underwear, Brutus kidnapped his next victim, Karen Sprinkler, at gunpoint from the parking lot of a department store. In his garage, he forced Sprinkler to put on several different women's underwear while he photographed her. He then raped her and hanged her by the neck from a pulley in the garage, strangling her to death. He had sex with the woman's body several times before cutting off her breasts to make plastic molds from them. He then threw her body into the river, tied to a car engine to weigh her down. Jerry came under the radar in May 1969 when a fisherman discovered a body floating in the river. 2 days later, police found another body. Although the river had washed away almost all the evidence, the police had found a lead. It was in form of one of the dead woman's roommate. She told the police that the dead girl had received calls from an older man claiming to be a Vietnam veteran, looking for a date, and that since her death, he had been calling the roommate as well. The police persuaded the roommate to plan another date with the man. And when Jerry Brutus arrived to pick her up, a team of police officers were waiting for him. During his interrogation, Brutus confessed to all the 4 murders, attempted kidnappings, and earlier assaults. Jerry Brutus was found guilty of all the murders. He was sentenced to 3 consecutive life sentences, of which he served 37 years before his death in 2006. After his death, Netflix's Mindhunter documented Jerry Brutus's crimes and his gruesome criminal profile alongside Ed Kemper and the BTK killer. Thank you so much for listening. Share this episode amongst your friends and family and tag me to get a huge shout out from me. This week's shout out goes to Shreyas Ramesh. Thank you so much for all the love and support.